Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a faithful Father you are. What a great friend you are. No friend like you, Lord God. You lay down your very life for us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing in us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way on Bible Storyland this morning. Let the counsel of the wicked be spoiled, O Lord God. Let the prince of darkness be spoiled, away spoiled, in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you this morning for everything that you've done, everything that you're about to do today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we release the spoilers to come upon Babylon and destroy her. In Jesus' name, we release the spoilers to come upon the high places in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you have spoiled principalities and powers. We spoil the enemy and take back his goods in the name of Jesus. Oh, we are grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name, our location, even our fingerprints, our footprints. Hallelujah. You know our voices. You even know when we say, Abba, you know before we call you that we're going to call you. So, Father, we thank you this morning for everything that you're doing, everything you've done already. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of sins of our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that we are your servants. Hallelujah. We come humbly before you this morning thanking you, oh, God, for being on Bible Storyland with us because we know that you are not a man that you would lie. Oh, God, you promised that you would never leave us and neither will you forsake us, oh, God. So we are grateful this morning that we could call on your name and you've heard before we call. We thank you this morning for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do on Bible Storyland. Oh, hallelujah this morning. All praises, all glory to you, O Most High. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do on Bible Storyland. We surrender all to you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your provisions. We thank you for your protection. In the mighty name of Jesus. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We're grateful that you joined us this morning. We are thankful for Father God because he loves us so much. Even, hallelujah, if we make our bed in hell, he will be there too. Wherever we go, Father God is with us. We're thanking him this morning that he is a holy God, a righteous Father. No God like our Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. No God like our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord this morning for everything that he's about to do. Woo! He's doing great things, great things, great things, great things in our lives every day. Every day we can depend, we can count on Jesus because we know he's doing great things. He's going to continually do them. Hallelujah. He's faithful to us.
Draw me close.
That's what we want, to be drawn closer to our Father, to be drawn closer to him. Hallelujah.
Never let me go.
Hallelujah. That's what we want, for him to draw us closer and never let us go. We're giving up everything. Everything for Christ's sake. We're giving up everything. Our ways, our thoughts, we're giving them up. And we're picking them up, his ways and his thoughts. They're far above ours. Hallelujah. We desire him more than our necessary food.
No one else will do.
Nope. Not our mother, our father, our sister, our brother. No one else would do but God. Hallelujah.
No one else can take
his place. Hallelujah. Nobody can take his place. Nobody's omnipresent. Nobody's everywhere at the same time but God. Hallelujah. What an amazing God we serve. We thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. That he's faithful. This is the day that he's made. This is a beautiful day. Every day he made is beautiful. This is a day that we can rejoice and say hallelujah to the Most High God. Oh, yeah, we can say hallelujah to our King of Kings. We can say hallelujah to our Father. He knows our name. He knows everything concerning us. We got to have trust and faith in him. He's a magnificent Father. Nobody's great like him, and nobody can compare to how great our Father is. Our Father is greater than we ever thought or imagined. Every day he never ceased to amaze me. And you know what? He commanded us to love him back. Now, he loves us so much. I don't care what we've done, where we've been. He loves us so much. Now, he does chastise us. Why does he do it? Because he loves us. That love, we don't always understand that kind of love. And, you know, today is family day. Sometimes we don't understand when we're children about our father's love or our mother's love. We go like, well, why did they whip us for that? Or why did they punish us for that? Or why did they buy us this? Or why did they pray for us like that? Because they love us. And we don't understand the father's ways. His ways are higher than ours. We can't compare him to human ways. So we are thanking him this morning for all that he's doing. You know he's done great things for you and great things for me. So I'm really appreciative. This morning is family day. We have Prophet Dalton on with us from Atlanta, Georgia this morning. Prophet Dalton, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless everybody.
God bless you. We're grateful you're on. Can you pray for families this morning on Family Day?
Yes, I sure can. Father,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our families. We thank you for fighting for our families. We thank you for keeping our families together. We thank you for creating family in the first place and exemplifying family. Father, accept our thanks, Lord. We place all the families that's represented here on this phone line today on the Bible Radio Show. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch each and every family members, Lord. Sanctify them, Lord. Let your fire of love continually burn in our families, Lord. Let your fire of revival visit each household in the name of Jesus. And let that fire spread through the communities in the name of Jesus. Break the chains, that's keeping families bound. Break it off of them, Lord. The chains of poverty and lack and insufficiency, let it be broken off of each and every one of us and our family members in the name of Jesus. The chains of sicknesses and illnesses, the errors of infirmities, let it burn up right now and roast to ashes in the name of Jesus. Heal the sick among us, Father God. Heal the ones that are addicted and set them free, Father God. Set the prisoners free, Lord. Our family members that are in prison right now, whether spiritually, physically, or both, even psychologically, set them free, Father God. They are no longer bound in the name of Jesus. divine connections. For our family members, Father God, make it happen in the name of Jesus. Reconnect, restore broken marriages, broken families, broken relationships, broken trust, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Keep the families together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, man of God, for that awesome prayer. We're not going to be on long this morning. I have a speaking engagement this morning, but I thank God for those of you who are on. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm doing great.
Amen, amen.
It's a lot going on today. Yeah, I have a funeral to go to. One of my little Chinese ladies, her mother died. Went to her funeral. She wanted me to be on time, so I got to get on time. So,
amen.
Yeah,
well, hallelujah. What you going to sing this morning?
I will trust in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right till I die. Till I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die, till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. 'Cause I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die, till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. And I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I love it. Hallelujah. We're going to trust in the Lord until we leave this place. What a mighty God we serve. We are so grateful that we could call on the name of the Most High God and we can trust in Him. He's faithful. You know, when you're a baby and you feel like your mama, your daddy, you grab tight onto them. But they don't drop you. And guess what? Father God is the one that we can trust on. When we out, you know, in the deep, He is not going to leave us. He's not going to let us sink. We got to keep our eyes fixed on Him. So we are grateful this morning that we can trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is the high tower. We can run into Him and be safe. What a mighty God we serve. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us this morning from Daytona Beach, Florida. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Praise the good Lord.
Amen, amen. What are you going to sing this morning, Mother Fanny?
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory.
Come to this earth and worry about how we're going to pay the bills, worry about our family, worry about our job, worry about our health, worry about, you know, whether we're going to, this going to happen. He didn't put us here for that. He said we could cast all our cares on him. So we trust in the Lord like never before. And we say glory, glory, glory to the Most High God. What an amazing Father he is. He is an amazing God, and we're so grateful to the Most High God for all that he's done. You know, he's done great things in my life, and I'm sure he's done great things in your life because he's no respecter of person. He cares about you. You may say, oh, my God, I feel all alone. Don't worry about it. God is right there. He's a spirit. But you know without a shadow of a doubt because his word says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And he is not a man that he should lie. So we're grateful this morning. You know, we love the Word of God. We love to hear the Word of God on Bible Storyland because the Word is what cleanses us, washes us, makes us better. We hear the Word. It's powerful now. It's quick. And it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And it cuts out of us everything that is not like our Father. So we are grateful for the word this morning. We have a mighty man of God on with us this morning, a speaker from Memphis, Tennessee. He's a prophet, an intercessor, and he's full of the word of God. He serves under Bishop Prophet Gerald Coleman Sr. at Faith Keepers Ministry in Memphis, Tennessee, and we are grateful this morning. He's taking time out of his busy schedule. I mean, he's a busy man of God. We thank God for him coming on Bible Storyland with us this morning and speaking the word of God. Good morning, Prophet Denton. How are you this morning? Thurman Denton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to everyone that's on the show this morning. I'm fine this morning, and I thank you all for having me. Thank you, Mama G, for inviting me to speak this morning. First of all, let me start out in prayer. You know, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you now. We thank you, Lord, for your word that is going forth, God. We ask that it go forth with strength, clarity, and power. We call on the Holy Spirit on this morning to take over. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The topic this morning that is family. Today is Family Day, so I chose to talk a little bit about the family. And the thing I want to bring out is, how does God define the family? God is a God of order. He created man first, then woman from the rib of the man, and then the children. The Holy Bible teaches that God established families from the very beginning, starting with the marriage of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the first family. When God created Adam, he said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." And that's in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18. One of the things I want to point out in that scripture is when God said, "I will make him a helpmeet." What God is saying in this scripture is that he is the one that created the family. He is the one that started and instituted the family into this world when he made the statement, "I will create." In Genesis chapter 2, verses 24, it says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." So in the very beginning, families are one unit, starting with the mother and the father. And God sanctioned and encouraged families, commanding Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. You'll find that in Genesis chapter 1, verses 28. One of the things I want to talk a little briefly about is that how God has chosen the framework of the family to help us understand authority and his plan for our life. Every family is built upon some source of authority. In this day, in this time that we live, and even with the first family that God created, it came under attack by the enemy. The serpent used manipulations and tactics to deceive the first family into being disobedient and sinning and being kicked out of the Garden of Eden. It's nothing new under the sun. Families today are still under attack. We're still going through things. The world is trying to continue to deceive families into believing some other form of family exists. You have TV, all sorts of influences that influences our family in a negative way. You know, there are four points I want to make this morning, and then I'll be out of your way because I know everybody has got a schedule and got things that they have to do on this morning. So bear with me as I make these four points. The first point I want to make is teach your children to follow Jesus Christ. And it says in Isaiah 54 and 13, "And in all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." God promises blessings for your children when you teach them gospel truth. "If thy children will keep thy covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forevermore." That's in Psalms 132 and 12. One of the things I want to point out is, the framework of family is built on the understanding of authority. In Exodus 20 and 12, it says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." These are the things that we need to teach our children early in life, to honor thy father and thy mother, to respect authority, to know what authority is. Too many of our children today don't have the respect for authority, lack the knowledge and wisdom of authority. So why we see problems with the police officers. That's why we see problems in schools. That's why we see a lot of defiant behavior, because we're not teaching our children authority in the home and scripture in the home. Remember, the first point is to teach your children to follow Jesus Christ. That should be something that's being done in every family by every authority figure. Second point that I want to make this morning is study the scriptures often as a family. As a family, we should gather. We should gather at the table. That's been one of the strongest points of every family, is gathering at the table when we are eating a meal. The first thing that should take place is that the head of the family should pray over the meal and give God thanks for the meal. This is teaching other family members and children to give God thanks for what you have. Read the Bible together as a family and study the Word of God to find greater insight on family and life. The Bible teaches, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them, talk of them, when thou sittest in thy house. It's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 7. We need to teach our young people, we need to teach our families how to read and study scripture so they can become strong, so they can understand life, so they can understand how to live. These are the things that we need to get back to. You know, when I was preparing for this morning, that I could hear the Lord saying that he wants to restore family. He wants to bring families back together. One person within a family can help restore the whole family. We just need one person to be strong and to be diligent to bring families together, to have family reunions, to have sit-down meals, to read and teach the Word of God to your children, to your families, that it may go from generation to generation. And we can resolve a lot of problems and a lot of issues that we face in this world when we study the scriptures often as a family. The third point that I want to make this morning is to forgive family members often. The Apostle Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 70. It's in Matthew 18, verses 21 through 22. Forgiveness is sometimes hard, but it leads to a greater happiness. Now, if I can be transparent this morning, I just want to share a brief story. I'm the eldest of five children. I had one brother. And on November 3rd of 1993, my brother was killed. He was shot in the face by a 17-year-old teenager. The young man was home from DCS custody. DCS is Department of Children's Services here in Memphis. And he was taken away from his family for behavior issues and placed in a foster care. But he was home on the weekend. He stole my brother's car. The car with value was only $500. Brother called the police. Police didn't do anything about it. They said he was a juvenile. Some kids in the neighborhood where my brother worked at a community center helping children told them that this young man was on the corner up there by the grocery store. He went up to the grocery store to confront the young man about getting his car back. He pulled out a .22 and shot him in the face. Took the ambulance 45 minutes to get to the scene. My brother died upon reaching the hospital. It was a sad situation. The only brother that I had, he really looked up to me. We were also had a good relationship. But during the court proceedings, I noticed an elderly lady sitting on the side of the defendant. And I found out that she was his grandmother. And I walked up to her, and she looked at me, and she started to cry. And she mentioned to me that he wasn't raised this way. And she was full of sorrow. All I could do was to give her a hug and say, I forgive him and I forgive you, ma'am, and I don't want you to be burdened with guilt, but I forgive you. Was it an easy thing to do? At the time, it felt like it was, but later on, it was a hard thing. Because every time I went to a hearing, a parole hearing, this young man was laughing, joking, playing as if he hadn't even taken a life. But I knew that God had commanded me to forgive. And I did forgive. And out of this, I began to do in-home counseling with children and families that were suffering. A lot of children got help. A lot of kids got college scholarships to play basketball from me helping those young men. I felt compelled from that incident, as tragic as it may seem, to help young people, to help families. And even today, I'm helping young people and families get back together in my profession. So God's ways are not our ways. You never know why things happen in your life that may lead you to do some miraculous things in helping people. Although I lost my brother, I know he's with Christ, and I know he's in a better place than what he was when he was here. It was his time to die. I accept that. I accept God's ways. And I just want to encourage people this morning to go out and help people. Start your ministry within your own family. A lot of times we're out trying to help everybody else, but if we just look right in our own family, we have people there that need to be ministered to, prayed for, people that need to be taught how to pray, people that need to be taught how to fast, people that need to be taught the ways of God. So the fourth point I want to make this morning, and I'll be out of your way soon, the fourth point that I want to make is to serve your family members. Jesus Christ taught that serving others is the same as serving him. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 40. Serving your family members can help you become more like Christ. And that should be the goal of all of us, is to become more like Christ. That should be the goal that we should be leading our families to, is to become more like Christ. I want to encourage everybody that's listening here on this morning to serve your family, to look into your family and find those members that consider themselves the least and serve them. Help them come out of the darkness and into the light. Help them to find Christ. Help them to see the Christ within you. Like my pastor always said, sometimes we're the only Bible that people will ever read. So I charge you this morning to look upon your family, bring your family back together. Start your ministry within your own house and within your own family. A lot of times we are looking outside of our own home, but we need to look right inside of our family. Have family gatherings. Get family back to the table. Have family dinners. Speak the word of Christ over your family. Speak the word over them. Bless them and teach them. The word, the one of the things that I want to go back to is in honor, to honor thy father and thy mother. A lot of times people are confused when they hear that. Honor means to respect their authority. That's what we need to teach our children. I see too many children that don't understand and don't know how to honor the father and the mother. I see, last year I saw 766 people that were suffering from alcohol and drugs. And one of the main things that I hear, well, I ask, where did you go to church? Where does your family attend? Most of them are saying that we used to go to church. They don't know where their family go to church. A lot of them don't even know how to pray. But they've turned to drugs, alcohol, and criminal behavior as a means of coping in this world. We need to get back to teaching our families and our children the word of God and to helping them understand how to live in this world. If we can do that within our own family, then people will begin to come back to church. They will begin to praise God and learn how to pray and learn how to worship God and learn who God really is. Most of our children nowadays know more about things that are on TV, rap videos, rap artists, and they pattern their lives after these people. They know very little about God. So I charge everybody this morning to look within your own family. Continue to pray for them. Continue to fast and intercede for them. But also, love is an action word. Take action to teach them how to pray. to feed them the word of God and to help them. And if I could pray this morning, I'm going to close out this message with prayer. I know we are short this morning and people got things to do, but I just want to pray this morning for families. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise and honor you now, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for your word that has gone forth on today. Lord, we pray for the families that are here on this show this morning. Bless their households, Father. Bless the children of these families that are represented on today. Bless these people, Lord, that are listening on today, Father, that they may go into their own families, Lord, and teach them the word of God. Lord, whatever problems that they're dealing with, Father, help them to find the answer through you, Father. Lord, you said in Philippians 4 and 13 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Strengthen us on today, Father. Give us a boldness, Father, to go, Lord, to touch those that we love, Father, to help those that we love, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you now. We praise and honor you on today, Father. And we give you glory, Lord, for your word that has gone forth. We give you glory, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. He is our Lord and our Savior. And, Father, we thank you now. And, Lord, we declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He that is within us is greater than he that is in the world. And, Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, Lord, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And, Father, we are healed by your stripes, for we walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Woo, amen, amen. What a powerful word that is. I thank God for the word of God from Prophet Denton. How does God define the family? And I loved every one of those points. 4 points he gave to children to follow Jesus. You know, sometimes they do stray, but we pray for their faithfulness. He says, study the word of God as a family. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things that we know, but we don't always put in practice. He also says, forgive family members. And I know that when he lost his brother, that was a difficult thing. A difficult thing. You always... You know, you remember these things, but the pain of it goes away. But thank God that he forgave the lady, because forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about us. And he also says, serve your family members. Serve them. Show them you love them. And I thank God for the word, man of God. It was an awesome word, a one-time word. Father, I thank you for Prophet Denton, everything that he poured out. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for pouring it back into him. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for his family, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on his behalf. Oh, God, protect him, guide him, direct his path in the mighty name of Jesus. We just honor your presence. And we thank you for the mighty word that you spoke through Prophet Denton this morning in Jesus' name. Well, we have two children this morning here with us in Bible Storyland. They're going to sing a song this morning. They're beautiful children. Their grandfather is a bishop of a church. And they're gonna sing. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Tabitha. This is me, Johnson.
Right. They're gonna sing. Listen,
yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. All around my neighbor, I'm gonna let it shine. All around my foot, I'm gonna let it shine. Gotta let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen, amen, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I love that song. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I thank God for the children that are here with me this morning. They have beautiful voices. Their mother sing. And I thank God that they sang, I'm going to let it shine, this little light of mine. You know, we got to teach the children everything that Prophet Denton told us. And we thank God for them. We also have a young member with us this morning. Mother Ludell is on with us this morning from Applin, Georgia. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry Bond. I'm doing. Thank
thank God.
Amen. Glad you joined us. Mother Luzelle is going on 98 years old. We thank God for her.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
What are you going to sing today, Mother Luzelle?
I'm on saying Try Jesus. Every time we need to is right now. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. You know, I done tried him. He's
all right.
On your sick bed.
Praise you, Lord God, that
You continue to bless her and keep her, Lord God. Even on today, Lord God, let her minister a rich word. And then, Father, for the senior citizens, Lord God, the two vocal powers, oh God, that I just heard. God, I think you should, long life should be their portion. Lord, give them health and strength. And, Lord, we just thank and we praise you for everything that's been said and done. Until we see or hear each other again, Lord God, we ask you to keep us one by one, name by name, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. I love you. Look forward to hearing from you all on the 26th of October. Have a God-filled day. Bless you.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.